Holy cow, I've watched a lot of pornography. I've seen so much, my vision is blurry. Every naked body looks the same to me. Can't look at others objectively. Monday morning when I walk into the office, first thing I wonder is how many of these people have seen each other with the clothes off. Did they get it at home? When was the last time? That's what I want to know. I'm a little young to be a CEO. I run a tech startup, 26 years old, but I've never even had sex before. I barely even kissed anyone. I'm a fucking virgin. This girl I kissed was on stage in a school play. What the fuck is wrong with me? As a child, I was a wizard with circuit boards. I reverse engineered them. A rat's nest of cables and cords. I won science awards. Guess what my allowance would go towards? Fair enough, but it was all an act to make myself unknowable, and that's a fact. Instead of passing notes, I pass academic abstracts, schematics in my backpack. I was afraid of girls even before puberty hit. My friends would talk about the crushes in my throat would constrict. I mean, I know who I like, but why would I tell them? Why would I tell anyone? It's my problem. I was meant to keep my hands to myself. British politeness is the hand I was dealt. My overbearing conscience was no help. Even when touching is appropriate, I can't tell. Philosophers call this the beard problem. When you have two extremes on a continuum. For instance, if I shaved an hour ago, I don't have a beard. But I do, but I don't. Is there such thing as a beard? Just cause there's gray area in the middle doesn't mean there's no difference between none and a little. Or a little and a lot. For once it's not talk shop. My heart stops when I think about the Sphinx's riddle. There's no limbo, no purgatory, only heaven and hell. Where's the line drawn? Pray tell. You got contempt between adults and on the other end rape. Seduction is a trick. Courtship is red tape. Wait, that's psychotic. I take it back. I just don't understand it. And that's that. Maybe it's more a question of boundaries, or not seeing the forest for the trees, or standing at a doorway with no keys. Locking eyes makes me a stalker and I freeze. In the 10th grade yearbook of French, we're sticking a comic. Me and a prostitute in a motel, just turning a trick. I got cash in my hand and I'm just about to get some. The caption said, don't worry, dude, that day will come. That was 10 years ago, man, that was a decade. I'm in my mid-20s and I've never been late. Me, the writer of tutorials, for fuck's sake. My friend sells some coins to be a piggy bank. What is this? Some kind of fucking practical prank? Bust me open. All I know about that's from watching television. Aurora Borealis is nice, right? But why would I risk disappointment over ignorant bliss? How could reality compete with my imagination? Why would I ever want to jump the Grand Canyon? What's the point of slaying your last dragon? What's left to do after that? I couldn't persuade a hooker to fuck me. I couldn't get a full tank of gas in New Jersey. Even if I was swimming in money. I'm the mayor of Silicon Valley. VIP says that I give him the key to the city. I'm a man about the man about town. Your love life, I tell him, gee, things are pretty busy with the company. I don't have time for things like, I barely have enough time to think. Meanwhile, my contemporaries are having a swashbuckling adventure, finding buried treasure in the bodies of strangers. Well, deviants play less vanilla than now. People actually do that, holy cow.